And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, I'm Richard Moon from Verrill. This week's tip of the week is you need to decide how you will respond to an employee's refusal to return to work. Here again, you need to have a process to deal with this type of action by an employee. First, obviously, as with all possible actions of discrimination, you want to treat similar situations the same way. But is there a reasonable reason for this refusal? Is there a rational fear? It could be rational if, in fact, they have a doctor's note that says they have a heightened risk of getting the coronavirus or some other illness. Do they have family responsibilities that they haven't told you about but you need to find out about? Do they have to use public transportation versus someone who can drive to work? The White House has issued guidance for vulnerable and poor population. You should consider that. Keep in mind the long-term interests of your workforce and your workforce needs. Don't have a knee-jerk reaction to what seems like an irresponsible response by the employee. Find out the facts.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.